You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yellow, hello. Welcome so much. We're welcoming you hard. Oh, what a hard welcome you're getting. Yes. Okay. Yes. A couple of news items here.
Don't act like you don't like it.
There was a there was a guy that was walking down the road minding his own business in rural Minnesota, and somebody called the cops on him, said he was just walking down the street minding his own business, but he had a shotgun in his hand.
Oh.
Now, I don't know how it would be where I grew up, and you know, back in Winfield, Louisiana, in the year 2024, but I know how it was when I grew up back there. You know, probably 25 years ago, was maybe a little longer, 26, 27 years ago when I lived there. If you saw somebody walking down the street with a shotgun, you would not call the police. You wouldn't think anything about it, especially in a rural area. But evidently, in Minnesota, they freak out. So, the person who called in said it seemed suspicious because the guy tried to hide the gun as they drove by. So, an officer went to check it out and eventually found that the man who fit the description did not have a shotgun. It turned out that he had a walking stick. And the walking stick, they said, the person thought it was a shotgun. Was just what he was using to play air guitar. He likes to listen to music when he's walking, and he said that he was playing air guitar when the person drove by, and his instinct was to just pull it down and you know, kind of hide it. Sure. So they wouldn't know what he was doing. Now,
which makes total sense.
The most important thing here is to point out that if you have a walking stick, you cannot, by definition, be playing air guitar. You're playing stick guitar because an air guitar requires you have nothing in your hand. Thus, you are playing the air.
Yeah. Good point.
So the person that should go to jail would be all who used, or the people should go to jail, be all who used air guitar in describing this would-be crime.
Okay. It's still suspicious. You see somebody walking down the side of the road playing air guitar with a stick. By its definition, that is suspicious.
But if I'm walking, and they said it's a walking stick, so I guess it's like a little cane thing, and I'm jamming to whatever's going in my head, and I'm playing it, pretending like I'm playing the guitar, and a car drives by, I'm going to, out of sheer embarrassment, like, I don't want them to see me doing this dumb shit.
Put it down by your side automatically.
I look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that case a long, long time ago where the guy actually got arrested because a woman in traffic reported that he was masturbating in his van driving down the interstate?
Yes.
And come to find out he wasn't masturbating. She was looking up at his van, which sits up higher than her car, and he was playing the drums on his steering wheel at the bottom. and getting into it and everything, and she called the police and said that he was masturbating in traffic. And it went a lot farther than just, oh, sorry about that, sir, whatever. He ended up having to go to court and the whole thing. Yeah. What? He was arrested for, not indecent exposure, because you couldn't see that he was exposed, but public masturbation or whatever.
And therein lies his problem, because what you got to do is feel free to get your hands up and just play. So I do that all the time when I'm driving. Like, instead of down in your lap, you got to get them up, because you got to have symbols of the whole thing. So I catch myself sometimes realizing people behind me are probably like, what the hell
is he doing in front of me? I think he did. Like, he was a real drummer, though. I think.
The guy accused of masturbating?
So he may have been going at himself. Yeah. You know, it looked like he was going at himself pretty hard.
Was he a real masturbator?
Yeah, how do you prove you weren't doing that?
Yeah, that's
because it sounds like it's like your word versus money. It's like, I was not.
Well, you don't have to prove that you weren't doing something. They have to prove that you were doing something. So that's what he said he was doing. So now they have to prove otherwise.
They're like, we saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call her ass into court. Ma'am, did you see his exposed genitals? Was there any lubricant in your sight?
So much lube.
Was there, you know.
I saw a ton of lube, Your Honor.
It was everywhere.
It was a van. That's what he was hauling in his van. He was a lube deliverer.
Lube delivery.
So much lube.
But imagine if you're not doing it. You're just playing the drums in your car, your van, whatever, and you get pulled over by the cop. You're like, what? No, sir. And it goes far enough that he has to, you know, end up, there's an article written about it and a whole big thing. He's like, how do I disprove this? It's crazy.
Yeah.
If you're singing in the car, do you stop when you get next to somebody?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Ace rolls his windows down. Yeah. It's like, they need to hear this.
I mean, sometimes I'm crying.
Nailing it.
Sometimes I'm in tears. So I can't stop. Yeah.
Do you, Rob?
What's the question? Sorry.
If you're singing in your car, do you stop when you get next to somebody?
No, I don't care.
Yeah. Because I see people sometimes just exaggerate it even more when they, like, it's almost like that they're trying to put on a show for all the other motorists.
Yeah.
Y'all know the kind of people I'm talking about. You see them.
But I love seeing people when they're just lost in a song, having a good time in a car, and they're like, they're not putting on, they're just, especially there are a couple people in the car and they're singing along and having a good time. I love seeing that.
Yeah, but you have to be able to know when they're doing it as just being lost and caught up in the fun, or they're trying to get attention.
Sure, absolutely.
And I see most of the time they're just trying to get attention. Look at me
doing a whole performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what I do like to see, as long as we're talking about, you know, people in the public, I like to see when they when the people are excited dancing around with those arrow signs and all, like, come get your taxes done here, things like that. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, when they're good.
Yeah.
Well, no, I like them when they're bad. Oh. Tripping over the damn thing, you know, just kind of holding it and the arrow's pointing the wrong way. That kind of stuff.
Dressed up like Lady Liberty, standing out there on the sidewalk.
Yeah, holding the torch in the wrong hand.
You don't see as many of them anymore. I don't know if that's not a...
Yeah.
I always enjoy it, though.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like the happiest people ever. Which is
the opposite. So you're saying that shows that they're acting skills.
Well, I think they're genuinely happy to be out there. I mean, because if you honk at them, they'll point, you know, dance and do the whole thing. I think it takes a great positive attitude to.
Is that the same type of personality of someone who wanted to be the mascot at high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You think that's the same personality? Yeah. I wonder how much they make.
Can't be good.
Yeah, it can't be that much, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, let me check on LinkedIn.
I heard that's the way Bezos made his first million.
Dancing with the big arrow.
In North Carolina, the annual salary of a sign spinner is
$37,896.
Yeah. Huh? That's more than I made second or third. I'd been in three radio jobs making moves up before we made that much.
I would say that's also weird to say that they have a salary. I'm sure they're getting paid hourly.
Yeah, but it says $18, $18.22 an hour is the average in the state of North Carolina.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
damn, $18 an hour. Sometimes I need to get a
gig. Yeah, there was a guy in Morrisville here in the Charlotte suburb that he was, you know, a local, kind of like a folk hero kind of guy. He'd stand out there. He started out being huge. I mean, that joker was, I ain't going to lie, that boy was huge. And they put him out there with that sign, and he started dancing around with it and look, you know, looking like Rerun from What's Happening in the 70s out there doing his dancing, lost weight. He was the first one around here to put in his, they weren't even earbuds at the time. They were just Walkman headphones, and he would dance while he was doing it. And people, it was right up here where you, on 150, Highway 150, where you turn in to go to Walmart, and Taco Bell's right there. Rob, are you familiar with where the Taco Bell is over there?
Very, quite familiar.
So standing right there, that little intersection between the Taco Bell and the Wendy's is where he would stand with his sign. And I think it was for the Chinese restaurant that he was spinning the sign and all that. There may have been an appliance store or something back there back then. I don't know. But, I mean, he would be getting it
really,
and people around town started talking about him. They'd go by there and see him, and then they, you know, did a write-up about him in the paper and all of that kind of stuff. And then he ended up losing a bunch of weight from being out there dancing all day and doing awesome stuff. Yeah,
there's still somebody at that corner, but I think it's not the same kind of person.
I think they're they've made their own sign.
Right. Yeah. They're not spinning that sign. Right. They're just holding it a bit more flat.
They're just
not in lieu of dancing, they just walk up and down between the cars now.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Just, you know, out there doing.
Rob, would you honk at that person if they're like soliciting for honks?
No, I don't. That's I don't care.
Yeah, I figure not.
I'm just going to listen to my radio and continue.
Try not to make eye contact.
Of course, you don't. You never make eye contact. Straight ahead.
You wouldn't see that, Rob, though, and think, "Oh, good for that guy. I'll give him a honk. It makes him happy."
Mm-mm. Okay, thank you. Don't loop me into your stuff, please. As TJ might say.
Yeah, you raised him well, TJ. You would honk, though, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not like he's asking me to get out and wash his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just driving right past him anyway. Like, in 3 seconds, you're going to not even see him anymore. Yeah. So who cares?
Right, and a honk is free.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm giving him my lunch money. Hey, sorry, bro. I'm about to go to Taco Bell here. That's my last $5.
Oh, man. Every time I drive up with Taco Bell food, I don't eat it when I'm at that corner right now. Because there's the dude with the sign there. The other guy with the sign. So
when you don't want to sit there,
I don't want to rub it in his face.
Like, not give him money, but eat in front of him.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I just leave it there for a minute until I make that turn.
So you do have a heart, Rob.
Right, yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.